Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Night has fallen. The moon is full. And we're inviting you to listen to Canada by Night, a podcast where professional improvisers play Vampire the Masquerade. Detective-turned-vampire Everett Fry accidentally becomes the sheriff of New Haven, an experimental town where they're testing if vampires and humans can coexist. Stuck leading a ragtag group of officers, the Bruja bounty hunter Val, the Gangrel news reporter Evangeline, and the Tremere blood witch Doris. Can Everett keep the town running? Or will everyone end up liquidated by the Vampire Council of Canada? Trending on global fiction charts and produced by Dum Dums and Dice, whose podcast Dum Dums and Dragons ranked number 2 of all fiction podcasts in America. Listen now to find out why Canada by Night has been downloaded more than 500,000 times. Canada by Night, its interview with the vampire, if it had all the characters from Parks and Rec in it.
Last time on the Broadswords.
While holding Keela's hand, look at her. Do you even know how to work this thing?
I'm going to imagine what I think it would look like if we were to just take a step and go right through it, and how the portal might change when it goes from closed to open.
This is a battle, Ked. People are going to die.
Hopefully just the other side, then.
You dabbled in things you did not understand, and you have unleashed a god that is bound on destruction.
And does this god have a name that we might learn?
I call it Betrayer.
What a nice guy. Can't wait to fight alongside him.
Try to see why I should stay.
That is up to you, and I will not make that decision for you. But if you make that decision, you better make it now, because I do not have time for this tomfoolery.
We can't afford to hold back, Nymthra.
We are Rashemi. We never hold back.
From a doorway to the left, a tall, strong-looking elven female comes through. She is masked as well, but her mask is more of a helm, and it is black and dark and plate. She is a formidable warrior who strides in with her shield strapped to her back and her sword at her belt.
Maypri is instantly impressed. Oh, hi, you. You look like you're the strongest person in the battle. Do you want to fight together tomorrow morning?
That we shall decide.
I think I would do really well in your regiment. I don't even know where you fight. I assume the Vanguard. I mean, look at you.
I'm going to just put my hand on Maypri's shoulder and be like, maybe we should stop talking and start listening for just like a hot second.
Okay, Hilaries. No, I mean, I think that's a safe choice. We've already kind of dug our graves here.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna... And she's trying to make herself really small by, like, crouching down.
I'll pat on her shoulder. Be like... Sort of just gesture to the woman to speak.
I am Dame Olivia, and I am one of the Raven Queen's knights. I am a general of her army. We have 4 units that you may join. There are the shadows. If you feel that small skirmishes or sabotage is your line of fighting, then that is for you. There's the tower, and that is for the likes of you, our magic users, our artillery. And there are the chanters. They use their voice and their drums to keep us going. And if you really want to fight in my unit, there are the swords, and you will be in the front line.
That's the one that I want.
Are we to be divided then?
I'm gonna look with concern towards Keela and Maypreet.
I don't know if I really like that.
I mean, we've always come out on top. What's the worst that could happen?
You could all come play the drums with me. I mean, I'm okay at it. That's what I figured I might do.
Aw, thanks, Keela. I mean, I'd probably break the drums. I've got, like, a really good hit. Yeah. I really want to fight with Dame Olivia. I mean, look at what she's wearing. I know I won't ever wear that, but, like, how badass is that?
It's true. She is badass. And I'll look at her and just raise my brows appreciatively in her direction.
She ignores that.
I think Yalarius at this point is sort of looking between Maypri and Keela, just like with an intensity of fear that is growing because she doesn't see it echoed in them. They're still making jokes and seem very cheerful, and I am terrified. And I am extra terrified at the prospect of the three of us being split up and not knowing what happens to them. But I'm not sure that I have words at this point. I think I'm just looking back and forth and my face is just getting whiter and whiter.
It is settled then.
I suppose it is.
And she nods into the shadows. And from the shadows, where no one was before, comes a young boy, an elven boy. And she nods at him. Settle them in for the night. Get what sleep you can. And she walks out, her armor clanking as she briskly and authoritatively exits the hall. You are shown to a room where you can rest before the battle. The room is clean and warm, but Spartan. There's really nothing in here save for three beds and a chest.
Is there anything in the chest?
No, there's a spider.
It's first door.
A dead spider. Legs curled in.
Oh, I was going to say, if it's alive, we can keep him.
I'm just going to sink down onto one of the beds, head in my hand, under my arms.
Yalarius, are you well? Have you never been a part of a large-scale battle before?
I am not at all what you could describe as well. No, I am not well. We are in a foreign plane. We have earned the wrath of the Shadow Queen. We have been split up into different regiments. We are going to war, apparently. My father and Kenithar are nowhere in sight, and Keela seems determined on getting us all thrown in prison, and you seem determined on getting yourself thrown onto the spears of the front lines. No, I am not well.
Hey, wouldn't prison be better than going to war right now?
I'm just gonna sink back down onto the bed.
I'm looking forward to the battle. I've been a part of, you know, odd battles here and there. I've fought for this kingdom and that kingdom in my passings. This is nothing new. We'll come out on top. I mean, we have stuck together and we've been through a lot of strange things. I really believe in us. You are the coolest and the strongest wizard I've ever met, Yalarius. You are the most, like, fantastical and just, like, wonderful human being, Keela. What more do we need to be able to fight whatever these enemies are? Like, we will persevere. I believe in us. There's no point in being negative. Of course, things haven't gone our way, but it doesn't mean that we can't pull through and come out successful in all of this, right?
I'm an elf, though.
You're the best elf, that's what I meant.
Here's the thing. I know that I'm a bit of a shit sometimes, but it's because I care about you both, and I didn't want to see us going into something for no reason. Because as mismatched as we might be, and as much as we might snip at each other a little bit, I consider you both to be my friends, and I don't want to see anything bad happen to you, and if this is what we have to do, then it's what we have to do, but I'm going to do everything in my power, even if we have to be separated, to try and protect you. I mean,
I know that I'm not very good with my crossbow, and I'm not really great at stuff, but I'm still gonna try, damn it.
You're gonna sort of, like, sit back up on the bed and, like, be wiping away the tears, trying to make sure that you don't see them. I just wish we weren't going to be separated. And I feel... We never should have done that ritual, and I feel like an idiot that I just found my father and he just suggested this blood magic and I was just like, okay, fine. But the Hathrin seemed okay with it, he was there, but it's just...
Ylaris, I have no regrets about doing that ritual, because even though we don't know where your father is right now, we still know that we saved his life, and that makes it worth it. Did you know that my father is dead? I don't have a father, so to be able to give you the slightest chance of maybe having a little bit more time with your father, that made this all worth it. And I would do it anytime if we knew that we could save him from being a man chained.
Mipri is nodding enthusiastically.
I think I'm just gonna fall down crying on the bed again. but I'll, like, take a second to, like, thank you. You can't possibly know what it means for you to say that, but thank you. Don't get yourselves killed. I will be furious at you if you get yourselves killed.
I promise. I mean, I will be doing all of the killing.
Good.
Do we have any items that we can communicate with? Like a... I don't know any magical items, but even just like something that I can know that that you're alive when I am so many miles away.
Do I know of something like that? Stones or like magical things that...
Yeah, you know that, you know, there are magic items of speech, like stone speech, of speaking stones.
I will pull out the cupcake from my bag, which is probably a little schmooshed by now. I have not got any Faerunian Tupperware. But do you think that we could conjure some sort of speaking stones for this? Is this the best use? I had sort of forgotten that Kenathar and Brunley gave me this, but if I could keep us in touch tomorrow...
I think that might be beneficial. To my understanding, we are going to be on four different fronts during this battle, and the best way to ensure that I know everybody is okay. I mean, if I find out that something happens to one of you, I'm going to leave the front lines and go running and help you. And this would be the best way for me to know if you guys are in trouble or not.
Is there anything else that you think we might want to use it for? Sweet, there's only the one.
Keela, thoughts? I mean, I've got all the weapons that I need.
We don't really know when we need something until we get ourselves into a situation. But, you know, I think that we might as well use it because it's one of those things where if you don't, it might just keep being smushed in your bag.
Can I do some sort of, like, an arcana roll to, like, see if I think that would be a possible thing to conjure with this cupcake?
You have you've never even heard no of idea. Such a thing.
Yeah.
Your father presented you this cupcake and you're like, Yeah.
Yeah, that is precisely. I'm very afraid to eat it. What if I have indigestion tomorrow?
I think I've got like some herbs that you could also chew that help with indigestion. Okay. So I've heard.
You'll just kill the enemies with your farts. It's okay.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be at such a long distance.
Cannon farts.
Maybe I can magically amplify them somehow. Yeah. All right. I guess stop me if you think this is a bad idea, but I guess I'm going to eat it. I don't look at both of them.
We're just not... like smiling. Yeah, go.
I'm not
go.
Stopping you.
Okay. I'm going to start shoving the cupcake into my face.
It's really good.
Oh, really? Even snow?
Oh, yeah. In fact,
oh man,
it tastes like it was just baked. And it is seriously the best cupcake you have ever had. It's got all those spices, those warm spices with currants in them, and that icing. It's like almost like a cream cheese icing on it. It's delicious. Very moist.
I start eating it with hesitation, but like start getting more and more enthusiastic and less like delicate and graceful. But I am trying to stay focused on thinking about creating these three stones of communication, speaking stones, as well as how delicious it is.
So this actually, listeners, is our cupcake or cake of conjuring submitted by our winner of a listener appreciation contest we had. So Rihanna, yay! The mechanics of this are roll a d20.
Oh, I'm so nervous. What's it gonna happen? Okay. So it's a d20 plus my arcana, right?
Right.
So 19.
Oh, wow.
I rolled a 14 and I have plus 5.
Three pebbles appear in your mouth.
I was wondering where they were gonna. So I'm just like, oh no. I've probably swallowed most of the cupcake by now, but there's still like a bit of cake, I imagine, like on these stones. And I'm like, well, that's a questionable vehicle for magic, but look.
Oh, they look gross, but I will take one.
I will clean them first. This is
thanks, hilarious. I do appreciate it. Do we have a wash basin? I mean,
no,
it was pretty sparse in here.
There's no
here, use my shirt. I don't mind.
I'll take. I have a little water skin as well. Wet the shirt and sort of wipe the stones off and like sort of present them. Like take your pick. What do they look like?
They look like smooth gray pebbles. They're about the size of like your thumbnail.
Oh, they're very small.
Okay, here, I've got an idea. I've got some string in my bag. I'm gonna wrap it around the stone, and then you can wrap it around on your persons so you don't just like keep it in your pocket. I lose stuff in my pocket all the time. So this is a great way. You can put it on your wrist, you can put it on your neck. That way it's an easy method to be able to speak to one another.
Can I, like, can we test them? Let's test them.
Yeah, I'm gonna
go to the other side of the room.
Can you hear me?
Can I hear?
I mean, she's in the same room, so you can hear her.
I know, but can I also hear it through
You do, and it's slightly, like, tinny.
Yeah.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Success, I do. Wait, Keila, I haven't heard your voice. Over. This is Keila. Over.
You've never seen this kind of like childish gleefulness from Eulares, but I am just so delighted by this.
Oh, I love it. Like, you're fitting right into like our silliness. Like, we're just like running around like into different corners of the room, like speaking
I'm, like,
into
under
it.
Under the bed.
It's like a cot. You have to like actually like put it over top of yourself just to be under it.
Made a fort. So I'm going to like dust out the spider from the chest and like contortion myself into the chest. And then
we'll
call you.
It.
Yeah, you close it. And then I'll call you from the chest.
Smells bad in here. Oh god, there's another spider!
And then I like throw the lid off and jump out.
I gotta run as far away from the chest as possible.
It's
I do not
like
spiders.
Steps away.
Yeah, it's not a very big room.
I didn't think so.
Yeah, if anyone's outside, they're probably like, what the hell is going on in there?
All they hear is stomping.
Yeah. I needed that.
Hello, I'm just gonna scooch in here. We have a few things to talk about before we continue on. First up, we're at 100,000 downloads.
Y'all are the best. The fact that we have grown so quickly in such a short amount of time, it leaves us a little befuddled, a little bewildered, a little flabbergasted, but a lot excited. So thank you so much for using the Broad Squad hashtag and telling your friends and family about us. So you know what this means? It means giveaway time. We have a spellbook gaming box from the Elderwood Academy to give away. Watch our social media for more news about that. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Tumblr as The Broadswords. Now, these spellbooks are pretty amazing. You might have seen them from their Kickstarter. I believe their Kickstarter that they're just starting to fulfill their orders for. Now, these spellbooks are amazing. They're wood, they're bound in leather, and they're engraved. I kind of wish I could keep it, but I have to give it away. So one of you lucky people are going to get it. Speaking of the Elderwood Academy, go visit their site, elderwoodacademy.com, to find beautifully crafted wooden game accessories like Codex Dice Towers, Centurion Deck Boxes, and Hex Chess Dice Boxes, and Mini Hex Chess Dice Keychains. Design your own at elderwoodacademy.com. Another one of our sponsors is Dice Dungeons. DiceDungeons.com was started by two friends who wanted to take their passion for tabletop gaming and create a unique shop for role-playing game accessories. At Dice Dungeons, you can find a variety of metal dice in a wide selection of colors. The dice come in traditional polyhedral sets, as well as D6 and D10 sets for specialized systems. They also offer a line of portable cloth battle maps. Each map displays an iconic adventure location and has an inlaid grid for character movement. Visit DiceDungeons.com today and enter the code BROADSQUAD for 10% of your first purchase. You also get free shipping with any order over $50. We are going to be at SkyCon. That is coming up. That's next weekend. So that is going to be the 13th and the 14th. We have our first live show. We are going to be joined by Agatha Chen and Daniel Kwan of Asians Represent, also found on the One Shot Network. And that's going to be at 8 p.m. on the Saturday. And then you will also find Bianca and myself on a panel at, I believe, 6 p.m. alongside Mariam Ahmed of Contessa and Daniel and Agatha of Asians Represent. We are going to be on a panel called The Intersection of Inclusion and Storytelling. So if you're in the Kitchener area, you should definitely check us out. And then we are going to be at another con. And guess what? All of us broads are going to be in the same place at the same time. This is going to be a first. None of us have met Kristen in person. Kristen has never met us in person. So we are super excited. We are going to be at a Catacon in Dayton, Ohio, on the 9th, 10th, and 11th of November. On the 9th, we have our live show. And then I will be on Saturday being a guest at the You Meet in a Tavern live show. And Tracy will be a guest on One Shot Onslaught's live show on Saturday night. You should come if you're in the area. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Okay, let's get back to it.
What is night in perpetual twilight? Your windows grow dark and shadows grow longer than they already are. And yes, Keela, I know you don't sleep, but you still have to meditate. So the three of you lay down to rest. Keela, you are seated on grass, watching lazily as Rula stretches, his red hair shining in the sun.
Hello, my love.
He stops and he looks over his shoulder from his almost like his warrior two pose and smiles. Good morning.
I missed you so much.
He laughs. It's been, what, 4 hours?
Yeah, sure. 4 hours.
And I'm going to step closer to him and just grab his hair with one of my hands and just feel his warmth. I love you. I'll always love you. No matter what happens, I will always love you. Please don't forget that.
I love you too, silly. And he kisses your forehead. And he breaks away. Grins. Last one's in a rotten egg. And he starts taking off his tunic and starts running down towards the riverbank.
I'm gonna just laugh and run as fast as I can after him. His laugh is so infectious, I can't help but laugh, even though I know this isn't real. For the moment, I'm gonna make it feel real.
The scene shifts, and you are in a rowboat, floating down a river. A bald man sits next to you. Are you ready?
I think I am. I am ready.
He smiles. Good. Look for her herald. Follow her.
Her herald? Whose herald?
And he fades. The river fades. The boat fades. It is time. Maypri, you sit in front of a campfire, munching away on a haunch of venison, grease dripping down your chin. Hinla, the matriarch of the goblin clan you are traveling with, grins at you.
I've never seen someone eat as much as you do.
I mean, I get so hungry and like travel. You guys travel really fast, but this food, om nom nom, it is marvelous. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Welcome.
How much farther do we have to go?
Wherever it takes us. This is what we do.
I like it. This is like a nice safe place. You guys, you've got like a nice community. You've got good food. I mean, I don't know what you put into this venison, but it is marvelous. Thank you, Hinla.
And she pats your much smaller than normal leg. Your 14-year-old self leg.
It's a pleasure. You're wonderful, Maypri.
And she reaches up and touches your neck.
We see many of your kind. But your spirit, it will guide you through life. Never forget it.
Now, your goblin verbs are horrible. Let's work on them.
There are so many of them, Hinla. I can't learn them all.
You'll get the endings. It's easy. Come on. It's time.
Okay.
And the scene wavers. Hinla disappears. The camp disappears. And you are kneeling over a clear pool of water, staring down at your own reflection, your hand at your neck. You do well with freedom, says a bald man with bronze skin and a white linen tunic from behind you.
My hand is going to reach up and touch that spot at my neck almost reflexively. I'm free, right? And I'm going to check my reflection back in the water to make sure that that mark isn't there anymore.
You're free.
Who are you and how do I repay you?
He grins and his grin grows. And it grows, and teeth form, and his face elongates, and it gets bigger as his body shifts and morphs and changes, and suddenly you are completely surrounded by a brilliant light as a massive glowing
platinum dragon looks down at you.
Real guttural, stomach-clenching fear is what overwhelms me. I do not have a very good history nor opinions of dragons. Upon this magical change, I'm going to stumble back, almost falling in the water behind me, and try to scramble away. Hi?
He lowers his head down to look at you, and his head is bigger than you are tall. You have done well, we think. We have done well with our faith in you.
You trust me. I've never had any reason to be particularly confident of your kind, but you're different, aren't you? And then I'm going to try and climb out of, you know, maybe the shallow water, which I had stumbled into, and on my hands and knees, just kind of scramble delicately, but closer to this magnificent creature's monstrous head.
You can feel the heat of his breath as he exhales through his nostrils that are like the size of your head. Not all of my kind are monsters, Maypri. Just like not all of yours are monsters.
She'll laugh kind of like nervously, like, ha, 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 ha. Yeah, I know what you mean. Have you appeared in front of me because I have to repay my debt to you?
You already are. Follow the path. Continue. And follow her herald when she comes. And the scene slowly fades. And morning dawns. Yalaris, you are seated on a cushion. A woman with a mouse mask sits cross-legged across a small fire from you. Each of you hold a steaming cup of black currant tea. You have questions.
Yes. Many. I think.
Then ask, as you have not had the benefit of life here with us, as you should have as Ethryn.
What should I do now? How do I catch up? Learn?
That will come with time, through experience and immersion.
I am impatient.
You are. And I question the decision that was made to make you Ethryn. But it has been made, and I have been bid to answer your question.
What do the Ethryn usually do?
We guide the people of Rashomon. We are their moral compass. We are their protectors. We tend to the spirits, not just the spirits of the realm, which are very important and part of who we are and part of our identity, but the spirits of our people. We are the spirit of our people. We represent everything that they are. And that comes with great responsibility, Yalaris Roaringhorn. Get a Valdrev. Are you ready for that responsibility?
I don't know how to guide the spirit of a people that I've never belonged to.
I didn't before I was brought into the fold either. But it is a role you learn. And you will make mistakes, and perhaps make more mistakes than most of us. But that is a responsibility in and of itself. And that is a repercussion of you joining us. And that is a responsibility you need to understand and take seriously.
Gonna sip the tea and sort of furrow my brows.
Yalaris.
Yes.
Why have you joined us?
I am hungry. I have always been hungry for knowledge. to increase my power, to increase my understanding of the world, and to change my place in it. To have control over my own fate and not be at the whims of others. And when I was invited to join, it was a new path. But perhaps that path, to seize one's own fate by giving one's fate to a whole other people. I am hungry, and I am afraid.
She shimmers out of view. And you are in an inn, in a clean room with a cheerful quilt on the bed. The sounds of Waterdeep come through the closed, paned windows. Your trunks sit in the room, cluttering it, taking up most of the space. And there is a knock at the door.
I will glance about and then go to the door and pull it open.
The bald innkeeper stands before you. We didn't get to chat last time. May I come in?
I will open the door and step aside, gesture for him to enter.
I see you got my ring.
Hold it up. Yeah. Interesting piece of work this one is. Thank you.
He smiles.
Who are you?
That is a popular question with you mortals. Have a seat. And he sits down on the edge of your bed and pats the bed next to him.
I'll sit down. Not too close.
He leans in. I am Bahamut.
I think I probably know that name.
Yeah, you would know that name from your studies.
I think my mouth just falls open. But...
Yeah. You didn't give me much attention the first time we met.
I'd had a bad day.
And how are you doing now?
It's been an interesting ride. Very... I think better in many ways. I'm not entirely sure. Tomorrow should be interesting.
More is always interesting. You'll be fine. And he pats your knee. Sometimes what we get in life is better than what we originally wanted. And the scene disappears. And you wake up to dim light filtering through onto your bed. It's time. It's time for war.
Thank you. Hello. So, you've made it this far. We will see you again October 20th. And we have a guest extravaganza. We've got Travis McElroy, Adil Rafai, Jeremy Alexa, Ross Rockefeller, Christine Chester, and Russ Moore. So excited. The 20th. The end of season one. Oh my goodness.
The most fun way to learn about new games is to listen to them get played. Every week on One Shot, James D'Amato brings you actual play recordings with a talented cast of improvisers, game designers, and other notable nerds. Each month features a new group trying a new system, exploring a wide variety of genres. The stories are self-contained, so you can jump in anywhere, and it's a great way to discover new games. Discover the magic of RPGs with One Shot on your favorite podcast app.
Maypri. You sit in front of a campfire, munching away on a hunch of... on a hunch.
Hunch.
In both your hands, you hold a steaming... That doesn't make any grammatical sense. Each of you hold a steaming cup of black currant tea. The following songs were used and were by Kevin MacLeod of Incomtech.com. They were used under Creative Commons Attribution 3.0, Air Prelude, Moonlight Hall, Water Lily, and the rest of the music is by Victoria Rogers.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.